What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a couple of phone calls, starting with Dave in, it's either Louisiana or Los Angeles. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
You know, Trump must be a really terrible father. Or the whole thing about him being a white nationalist is it's a Broadway act. Because he has three grown kids that are married to Jews.
Dave, first of all, your call is breaking up here. And second, I'm already not liking the direction you're trying to take this discussion. So we're going to let you go here and switch over to Ernest in Reno. Aloha, Ernest. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just want to say that I've been listening to you for a bit, and you talk about how what we have to do now in the next 10 years, our boomer generation is going to lose a lot of our relevance. And the new coming generation actually has been raised in relativism. And unfortunately, I just don't see how that's going to be able to turn it around. So these people, they're going to follow the left. All their values are all based on these kind of fighting what they see as anything absolute, anything of authority. They call fascists. They don't reason the same as we do because their whole value system is totally different. It's based on relativism.
So, haven't been taught to reason. I mean, that was a big part of Common Core, was not to teach people how to think or analyze or solve problems, but merely to accept what they're told as the, you'll pardon the expression, gospel truth, and to act on it as if it's real.
Right. But you know, Mike, the thing is that I saw this coming from the early 80s, raising my child and watching what they're bringing home from the public schools. I knew that these people coming up, the early millennials or whatever I think they're called, anybody that's like under 40 years old absolutely has a relativism-based value system that appeals to anything that's left, that's anything against authority. That's their core belief, like you had talked about earlier. And that ups anything that we try to reason with them in the way we reason what's right or wrong, that just upsets their core belief. They won't even listen.
You're right.
Right. They it's just not something that they don't do. And they're going to follow that globalist race card, the gender card, all these cards that they pull that are against absolute. They're going to follow that instinctively. And so I really don't. And another point, too, is when you speak about how we should just let our country just fall apart in the same way that the Soviet Union did, the difference being is that this country is slated to fall apart, and the blue helmets, which includes half the world's armies, are just waiting for that to happen. They're not going to let us. They're not going to sit by and just let us say, let's start. No, it's not going to happen, Mike.
That all depends on how quickly we crack those access codes to the nuclear weapons.
Yeah, not exactly a positive thing.
We have working nukes. Leave us alone. We're going to start a new country. We don't need your help. Go away. When we have something to sell you, we'll give you a call.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I hate to be, pessimistic, but I just don't see anything, one more thing, Mike, is that honestly, I believe the reason why we're not seeing all these big shots getting prosecuted on any side, either side of the establishment, I think you're going to see, or we're going to find out, if not sooner rather than later, that this whole thing about the pizza thing, the pizza gate, the pedophilia, that has a larger bearing. You know, throughout history, the big shots have, covered themselves. And that's a common denominator.
Well, I first of all, I don't like using the word Pizzagate because that was a setup to try and embarrass the independent media, and unfortunately, too many people fell for it. That being said, obviously, pedophilia is a major, major problem. We had a story on the website here about the U.S. gymnastics team. I have no understanding and certainly no sympathy for this kind of thing, but apparently it does go along. We all remember the scandal that involved the White House and Boys Town, the Franklin scandal. That was a big, nasty one, and they worked very hard to keep that covered up. So, yeah, apparently if you are of the psychology that drives you to seek positions of power and authority, then this is the sort of thing that you get your jollies on. And maybe that's it. These are people who are just used to getting whatever they want with hardly any effort. And the only thrill they can get, the only adrenaline rush they can get is doing something that is so outside the social norm and getting away with it. It is a very part of that power corrupting mechanism here. But I disagree with
Mike.
I was going to say, first of all, I think when the U.S. government collapses, they're not going to be coming across the border, because it didn't happen when the Soviet Union collapsed. I mean, after all the animosity and enmity between the Soviet Union and the United States, you didn't see the U.S. seize that opportunity to invade the former Soviet Union for a very simple reason. The new Russian republics still had those nuclear weapons, and the U.S. government does not interfere with countries that can actually defend themselves. Anyway, Ernest, we're going to let you go here. We're going to do a quick shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to go back to the phones to Jim in Chicago. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, have you talked about the American diplomats and the Canadian diplomat that was microwaved down in Cuba? Do you know much about that story?
Well, when I heard the story, they said it was sound waves, not microwaves. And frankly, it strikes me as a little bit out there. They're trying to basically reverse this whole policy of normalization with Cuba, which, by the way, I think is an absolute mistake, because if we are going to go into a new war against Russia, the very last thing we should be doing is driving Cuba back into the Russian sphere of influence, because that's what led to all kinds of problems during the original Cold War, including the Cuban Missile Crisis. I thought Obama was doing the smart thing to start to normalize relations. I was certainly looking forward to some Cuban rum and Cuban cigars. But all of a sudden, we're back to this, you know, we're going to sneer at Cuba. And it's basically creating an ideal situation to go back to a repeat of the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Well, this morning it was reported that those diplomats, they were suffering from brain damage as well as, spinal cord injuries.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, why would Cuba do that?
Is the question right there. Why would Cuba do that to diplomatic personnel? And the answer is they wouldn't. Okay.
So who do you think was behind it then?
I don't know that it's actually happened.
Okay.
I'm telling you, my little bovine excrement meter is twitching on this one.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I know one thing. Cuba is very close to Venezuela. Most of the Latin American countries.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. In fact, because of their standing up to the U.S. government for so many years, Cuba is held in high regard. The U.S. may be getting ready to go back into Cuba, just take it on over again, like they tried to do at the Bay of Pigs.
Right. Now, answer this question. Do you think maybe Russia has something to do with it?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you go on that note. You take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Again, what's the motive? Why would Putin do something like that? It's just nonsense. Okay. Now then, that being said, there is a way to plant a microphone in secure diplomatic facilities. And believe it or not, it was invented by the same guy who invented the musical instrument, the theremin. And basically what it involves is you have a passive reflector for microwave energy. It's hidden inside a piece of art or something. and it's connected to a diaphragm where audio waves in the room will cause this passive reflector to flex. And you beam an unmodulated microwave beam into the building, and then you have a receiver set up to catch the reflection coming off the passive repeater. It's just a piece of foil. And you can hear what's going on in the room. And it's impossible to find because the bug itself is not, in fact, putting out any radio energy. It's merely reflecting radio energy that's coming in from outside. Now, somebody could possibly be doing that, but the amount of microwave energy that such a device uses is very, very low because it doesn't need to be high. And more to the point, if you've got a really powerful microwave beam coming into the building, it will be detected, and people will start wondering what it's really all about. Now, getting on back to Antifa, two professors, one from Purdue University and the other from Stanford, are assembling a campus anti-fascist network to serve as a big tent for anyone committed to fighting fascism. And despite the reputation these Antifa groups have cultivated, with all the violence to shut down opposing speakers, the professors insist that they only support self-defense by those who are being threatened by fascists. We see fascists everywhere. There are fascists in my closet. There are fascists underneath my bed. There are fascists hiding in the dryer. I think my dog is a fascist. I mean, it really is getting ridiculous out there. And what is ironic, of course, is they're out there screaming their opposition to fascism while acting like fascists. Now, there's a big fight brewing up regarding Georgia's Stone Mountain. It's become yet another ideological battlefield. It's being considered as the Mount Rushmore of the Confederacy, and it is huge. It's carved into the side of this giant block of stone, and you can see it on Google Earth, get a sense of where it is and what its scale is. And there's a big fight there. We're going to go in and we're just going to scrape that off. Going to erase all of your history so you have no idea who you are, where you came from. Just listen to us and we'll tell you all you need to know. And this is how ridiculous it's getting. Over at ESPN, they were covering the University of Virginia football game, and they have this Asian American sportscaster who was kicked off the show because his name is Robert Lee. Now, given that he's Asian, Lee is a very common name. Remember Bruce Lee? It really is getting ridiculous. People are being demonized for things they have no control over. Like cognitive privilege. Not like we bribed somebody to make us more intelligent. It's just the way we were born. You don't want to be demonized over your skin color? Fine. Don't demonize us over our high IQs. Now, over on CNN Tonight, Don Lemon is out there screaming, President Trump is trying to incite a civil war in the U.S., saying that Trump is giving oxygen to racists. No. Donald Trump said what was obvious to everybody. Both sides engaged in violence. Both sides were wrong. And they're out there screaming because the agenda is to only blame the whites for what's going on. And people aren't going along with it. The polls are showing the majority of Americans agreed with Donald Trump. Both sides were committing violence. Both sides were acting badly. As to who is trying to ignite a civil war, it is not Donald Trump. It is the people paying these hired actors to stage these violent protests, backed up by the corporate media that are trying to create a climate of civil unrest. Now, whether that is to help the Democrats regain Congress next year or lead to a situation of a declaration of a national emergency, but it's clearly being a manufactured phenomenon. And that's the message we need to get out to everybody. This is fake. This is staged. So, here's an interesting story. This is over on Breitbart. Black Lives Matter activist unveils list of demands to white people. Give up the home you own. And this organizer down in Louisville basically saying things need to change. And what she's saying is if white people don't have any descendants, then you should leave your property to a black or brown family, preferably one that lives in generational poverty. And then goes on to another huge bunch of demands. Give us stuff, or we'll riot. We've seen that before. Again, Zimbabwe. And I guess there's one group of deprived individuals, cultural victims, if you want, didn't want to wait for somebody to die, because the New York Police Department just released surveillance video of this flash mob stealing thousands of dollars worth of goods from a New York City sneaker stores. And apparently they hit three or four stores and they got them all on video. Now, getting on over to William Shatner, and this article says he's risking his career. It's over at teaparty.org. No, he isn't. He's pretty much retired at this point here. But in his retirement, he has gotten himself a really nice ranch, and he likes horses. He loves horses. And as a matter of fact, there's even an episode of American Pickers where they are hired by Shatner to get some themed decorator items for his little home and stables. So anyway, there's a statue near where Shatner is of John B. Castleman. And during the Civil War, Castleman formed a cavalry unit that went on guerrilla operations against Union supply boats. He was arrested, but his execution was stayed by President Lincoln. After the war, Castleman was pardoned, and he became a cavalry leader for the Union Army during the Spanish-American War, participated in the invasion of Puerto Rico, and eventually was named its military governor. And for his heroism, he was promoted to a brigadier general. Now, Shatner's an avid horseman, and it was for these reasons he donated money years ago to the construction of a Louisville, Kentucky monument to General Castleman. Not as a Confederate, not as a Union, but as an excellent horseman and cavalry leader. And Bill makes a valid point that nobody seems to be talking about. Many people who served in the Confederacy went on to serve the Union after the war was over. And we need to remember that. So, okay. Now, as you know, we got this story just coming in at the end of the show yesterday. The jury in the current Bundy Ranch trial refused to convict. Not a single guilty verdict was proffered. It was a shock to the prosecutors and the judge, and that judge had done everything possible to throw this trial to the prosecutors, would not let Bundy's lawyers make any arguments on constitutional grounds, would not allow them to basically talk about a citizen's right to protect their property from inappropriate government seizure, which is what this is all about. The BLM went on in and was literally stealing Bundy's cattle, putting it on trailers and taking it away, and Bundy defended his property. And so the jury saw through it all. They saw through all the machinations. And that's a reminder that the highest authority in that courtroom is that jury. Not the judge, not the lawyers. The jury is the supreme authority in a court of law. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Let's start taking some phone calls. John Michael, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha snack bar, my friend. Just want to talk about Afghanistan. That picture you're talking about back in the 70s, wasn't that before the United States and the CIA got involved? Wasn't that like before that? Like, we wrecked nations on their accord. I mean, it's ridiculous. We set up the Taliban and all that nonsense, but yeah, that sucks. But my actual question is, when this country was founded, when the Constitution was being written, why didn't the founding fathers specifically write a law into place that would not allow central banking?
Well, originally, they wrote the Constitution in a way to replicate the economy that they'd evolved as colonies, which was only the government had the authority to coin money, and that's because the physical coin, the metal in the coin, was the money, and the Constitution does not, in fact, authorize the government to delegate the money creation authority to anybody, let alone a private bank. And so the fact of the matter is the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional, but the Federal Reserve was created at the same time the government was demonstrably already breaking away from constitutional restrictions. There are serious doubts that the 16th Amendment, which authorized the personal income tax, was ever actually properly ratified. And so, again, even back then, 100 years ago, you had the Congress and the president just off and doing what they wanted to do and not following the Constitution. And if there isn't a mechanism by which the people can restrain the government and keep them in compliance with the Constitution, then inevitably it's going to break away. The government will break away from controls. And Thomas Jefferson warned about that. He predicted that this wonderful experiment in government that he had invented was only going to last about 100 years, and then it would have to be torn down by a new revolution. And that was why they gave us the Second Amendment. And
And Andrew Jackson, who, I mean, he's the mega racist, like Stalin, not Stalin, like Hitler, the mega racist. They want to take his statue off and remove him off the $20 bill. Didn't he fight against central banking and they try to kill him or something like that?
Yeah, he shut down the Second Bank of the United States of America. He campaigned for his second term in office on that. And, he succeeded in ending the charter to allow the Second Bank of the United States to create its own money. And the Second Bank of the United States tried to operate as a regular depositor bank and failed after just 2 years, which is a reminder that private central banks are legalized counterfeiting operations and they don't actually know anything about being a bank.
Hell yeah. Well, that's your privilege, Michael, and that's microaggression racism. I'm talking about Andrew Jackson in a good way, so shame on you.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll accept the shame. Okay, well, John, we're going to let you go and switch over to Dan in Washington. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Curious about the Korean War and the Vietnam War. Do you think we were actually just helping China dominate the region by, like, dividing Korea and then destroying Vietnam? Because, we were kind of on China's side there in World War II. And then, when Nixon kind of opened China up, like, it just seems like we've been helping China really dominate the region, pretending we're fighting communism, but...
Look how the U.S. changes allegiances or alliances from moment to moment. I mean, originally in Afghanistan, the Taliban were our friends. Now they're our enemies. Certainly during World War II, the U.S. And Russia and China were all on the same side against the Axis powers. But as soon as World War II was over, the U.S. immediately started demonizing the Soviet Union. Because they were afraid of communism coming to the United States. Ditto China as well, which was still communist at that time. And so they had to demonize China and demonize Russia. And in point of fact, no, they were not helping China dominate the region. They were basically going into any country that looked like it might decide to go with a communist economy as opposed to fascism. And they would basically knock it down.
Okay, and I was just curious about that because it seems like, say, Korea united, they'd be kind of a powerful force, against
Well,
China.
South Korea already is. We got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go right back to the phones. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. You know, about like almost 25 years ago, I sat on a jury because some abuse victim, turned in a family, a couple, because she asked the preschool class, "Has your parents touched your private parts?" And this is to a three-year-old girl. And the parents got arrested. And, you know, before I sat on the jury panel, the prosecutor was out there just demonizing this couple, how awful they are as parents, and how abusive they were. But, you know, the thing, when I was selected to jury, you know what I said? I said, I'm going to ignore what the media says, and I'm going to listen to what happened. And believe me, me and the other 11 jurors who sat in that box and listened for evidence for a few days, judge would not allow the couple to bring in witnesses, their own experts, anything in their defense, but the
the prosecution got a free rein on this. And as a jury, we saw through this. And guess what? We acquitted them. And you know what we said to the accused couple when we left the gave the verdict? We said, we are sorry this happened to you. Because there was no reason for this to happen. And as a juror, you know, when you don't get to see the other evidence and you're only getting to see the state, something's wrong. And what evidence came out that would have exonerated him, that it was struck down. And here's the thing is, you can't put the genie back in the bottle.
That's going to tarnish them for their lives here. I mean, the first thing that occurred to me, first of all, it looked like the entire prosecution case was based on hearsay evidence. You know, the teacher says that the student says that mommy and daddy touched the private parts. The next question should have been, are we talking about them giving you a bath? You know, as opposed to something else. That never seemed to have even entered into the discussion. But you need to understand these child protection agencies, the size of their budget is directly related to how many kids they take away from the homes. And we saw a lot of this being abused, again, back in the 1990s, during the heyday of militant feminism, where, again, just as white people are being demonized in the corporate media today, back then it was men and fathers, and you know, all fathers are really abusers. And I remember one time that I was talking to this lady who worked for Child Protective Services, and she said with an absolute straight face, you know, all fathers will molest their children. I'm the one who decides when something gets done about it. I mean, that was the attitude. And it led to a lot of abuses, families being destroyed, lives being ruined. And ultimately, it backflashed because some people started getting lawyers. And down in San Diego, they literally had to shut down their entire child protective department and fire everybody because the city was just losing money hand over fist in all these lawsuits over constitutional violations.
Well, you know, the thing is, when this was brought up as exculpatory evidence, that was struck. Also, to the mental state of the person who said this, who reported him, who was an abuse victim herself that really was many sandwiches short of a picnic, her credibility wasn't ever questioned. And like I say, all this was thrown out. They wanted a conviction at all costs.
Yes.
You know, one of the nice things that happened is that the parents sued the daycare center and got a nice whopping settlement because defamation. They did not, you know, they just ran with the ball. They did not question the credibility or anything. So, you know, the thing, this is an important why, you know, I tell people, it's important for you to do jury duty because you don't know who you're going to, I say, you'd rather have an informed person in that jury than some person who wants to go back to watching her Oprah show. It's important that when we're called for jury duty, that we go serve.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Be informed.
Absolutely. And always remember, it is the jury that is the highest authority in that courtroom, above the lawyers, above the judge. And that's why you're there, because the recognition that judges can be corrupt, lawyers can be ambitious, and they're willing to sacrifice the innocent to score points for their careers. And that is exactly why the jury system exists and why the jury is the highest authority in that courtroom. That courtroom. There. But word is final. Their word is it. That's it.
Well, you know, the thing is, I could not, when I was in that deliberation room, I could not, with a clear conscience, say they're guilty. So
yeah.
That's why it was my conscience that, you know, someone said, this is wrong.
Yes.
And, you know, in Florida, it has a kangaroo court system. And, you know, I'm just going, you know, and I just tell people, if you get summons to go on a jury, go.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and the phone lines are now clear for the moment. We're getting a breaking story. Do you remember about 8 months ago, the Russian ambassador to Turkey was shot dead in broad daylight, and now another Russian ambassador has died, this one the ambassador to Sudan, and there are already two different versions of the story, one saying that he appears to have been the victim of a heart attack, and the other one saying that he appears to have drowned in his own pool. But it does seem like there's a lot of wet work going on, and we know that the U.S. has been making noises about getting into Sudan recently. Now then, this is a very troubling story on a couple of different fronts here. And let's see. IndyStar.com. This bothers me a little bit for two different conflicting reasons. The state of Indiana has released another batch of Vice President Mike Pence's emails from his personal America Online account during his time as governor. And they show the Catholic Archbishop in Indianapolis ask him to intercede in the parole of Paula Cooper, once the youngest death row inmate in the United States, which sounds like a good thing. I'm troubled by this one. On one hand, we have yet another politician using private email for official government business. And on the other hand, I'm troubled by the fact that America Online was just willing to release all this to the state of Indiana. And I'm wondering, did they actually have a warrant? And if they have a warrant, are they investigating an actual crime? It almost feels like everyone's playing a little too fast and loose with the rules out there. And that's troubling. Now, we are getting word that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is getting closer and closer to an actual indictment. It has now come on out that Imran Awan was storing classified data outside official government computer networks. Same thing Hillary Clinton was doing. It's a Title 18 violation. Did Debbie Wasserman Schultz know about it? Did she encourage it? Did she do the due diligence to prevent this leakage of classified information? I hope she doesn't get depressed real soon. Now, up at, she's on her way to Vienna. Nikki Haley is out there demanding the IAEA launch new inspections of Iran military sites. They're trying to find a way to provoke Iran to walking away from the P5+1 deal so that they can say, ooh, look, Iran is the bad guy, and we are going to bomb them. But the reality is that the IAEA has been inspecting all the nuclear sites that were agreed to on the P5+1, and they gave Iran yet another clean bill of health only a couple of months ago. Now, Nikki Haley is out there saying that the P5+1 deal gives the IAEA authority to look at any military base anywhere in Iran, including ones that are involved with Iran's missile defense system, but not necessarily nuclear. And basically, the IAEA is saying, no, there is a specific list of places we can look. It's not an open-ended access. And they did the same thing to Saddam Hussein when they were trying to get ready to go in there. Oh, he's got weapons of mass destruction. We need to look here. We need to look there. And Saddam kept saying, yes, you can look here. You can look there. Saddam even let them look in his official residence and carry out an inspection, like he's going to go to bed at night with a thermonuclear bomb underneath his bed. They didn't find anything, and they still invaded and killed him. And Nikki Haley's just playing a classic game, going to make more and more and more extreme demands until Iran says, no, that's unreasonable. And then Nikki Haley would say, aha, Iran is now violating the agreement. It's actually the U.S. is in violation. Iran has kept everything they committed to in the P5+1. The U.S. government has not. They did not end all the sanctions. They did not unfreeze all the assets. In fact, they've been adding more and more sanctions on top of it, which Iran rightly sees as a violation of the spirit of the P5+1. And so that's where we are right now. All right, let's take a phone call from Alex in Florida. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I heard a gentleman, I forget his name. I think his first name was Dix, whatever that is. But anyway, he was claiming that Donald Trump could release the 650,000 emails on Wiener's laptop if he wanted to, that he has all that information, but it would collapse the government. But he's saying that would be an option if Trump finds that he's losing complete control. Do you believe that he has access to those emails?
I don't know, obviously. But I do know this sounds like more confirmation that my theory about what's really behind Hillary's private email server is bang spot on. Because if that is made public, it will bring the entire government down, because everybody was dirty with this. Everybody was dirty with all of this stuff here. But as far as a kill shot coming from Trump, I don't think he wants to be down in the history books as the president who was the last president of the United States of America. And I would like to see those emails come on out. But at this point, we've now had two different attorney generals, two different heads of the FBI, and none of them will do a darn thing about Hillary's email server. In fact, we're hearing rumors that they're going to just get out of it with a plea deal where she will admit to a very minor transgression, a misdemeanor, which means she'll still be legally allowed to run for high office. And in exchange, they will close all the investigations into the email server and all the investigations into the Clinton Foundation. They want that to go away. There's a big, stinking mess inside there, and I got a pretty good idea what it is.
Do you think that Julian Assange possibly has those emails that he could release?
I think if he had them, he already would have. We know the FBI has them, but again, we have a director of the FBI who seems intent on maintaining this cover-up.
Wow. I don't know. I think if you have that information, it's your duty as the highest office of the land, the president, to go ahead and release those. I mean, wouldn't you think if we look back in history and he was the one that released them, he could, you know, he has to release those.
I'd like to see them released. I'm convinced it's only a matter of time before this government comes crashing down. And frankly, at this point, the sooner it happens, the better. For a lot of people concerned, because we're in the phase of the nation where it's just killing everybody. It's making war in every direction, trying to find something that's going to work and get them out of this mess that they're in. So, again, what lies behind the Hillary email server, I think, is the selling out of U.S. secrets to foreign interests, the laundering of the payments through the foundation, along with the Clinton and Bush and CIA ties to the CIA's opium running, the narcocracy, and they're bringing it in by the tons from Afghanistan right now.
Yeah, that was another correlation that I kind of made as far as Trump's announcement about adding another 4,000 troops to Afghanistan. I wonder if that has anything to do with this guy that was with Wasserman Schultz that was trying to go over to Afghanistan.
He was heading to Pakistan.
No, Pakistan. I guess not. I guess that I'm incorrect. So
yeah.
I don't know. I agree with you that if we the people realize that, or we already know that if our government's above the law, they're really not representatives of us, and it would be a collapse, I would think. I mean, what are people going to do next election? Vote for someone that basically doesn't have teeth. Apparently, nobody has the teeth to bring the country to show the evidence that would prove their crime.
Well, they're all complicit. When we talk about the deep state and the narcocracy, and everybody says, well, where is it? It's just open your eyes. It's right in front of you. It is all these politicians. It is all the corporate media. It is all these banks that launder the money. It is a huge, huge enterprise, and everybody is dirty with it. And everybody wants to protect it. They want all the money to keep pouring into their pockets, and they're perfectly okay with it. We are a nation, unfortunately, being run by drug lords, and we're hardly the first.
Yeah.
We're hardly the first. Colombia went through that. Look at Sicily and their problems with organized crime corrupting their government. Look what we went through during Prohibition and how corrupt it became.
Yeah, and I would think that, well, I'm almost certain of it, that all of our government buildings have symbology in them that could offend people. I mean, I'm sure that the Senate has symbology.
the way it's built and stuff like that. I'm sure everything does.
I'm offended by those fascist symbols right there on either side of the podium in the House of Representatives.
What are those?
Well, if you look at a photo, it's basically a representation of a bundle of sticks tied together with an axe blade coming out of it. And these are painted gold, but it's a Roman symbol for fascism. And a lot of people look at that and they don't realize they're basically broadcasting that, yes, Western capitalism is a fascistic system.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to bring something down, let's bring that down first. I mean, let's tear that all apart. Look at the symbology on the dollar bill. I mean, that's the worst that there could be, I would think. The all-seeing eye and all the symbology of that, it's
That's a slippery slope because people will see things, the same symbols, and interpret them different ways. In fact, there's a wonderful opening sequence on Angels and Demons where that illustrates that exactly. What is one person's symbol of evil is another person's symbol of goodness, and we shouldn't be ripping things down based on one person being offended. We'll be right back. Thank you for the phone call.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm going to step back into this issue about the Confederate memorials and demonizing the Confederacy. And as you know, there are actually laws with very stiff sentences or fines for disturbing war memorials of U.S. veterans. You can go to jail for a very, very long time. And what most of these whiners, these Black Lives Matter Antifa people, don't seem to understand is members of the Confederacy are, by U.S. law, considered American military veterans. This was set into law many times. The Congressional Act of 1900, the Congressional Act of 1906 by the 17th Congress in 1929, and U.S. Public Law 85-425, Section 410 of May 1958. Those people on those Confederate monuments are U.S. military veterans, and they are protected by law against having their monuments defaced. A little bit of trivia is you'd be amazed how many very prominent Americans had Confederates in their family tree. Remember Army Lieutenant General George Patton, World War II? His grandfather was Colonel George Patton of the Confederate States of America. President Theodore Roosevelt's uncle was Confederate States of America Chief Foreign Agent Captain James D. Bullock. President Woodrow Wilson's father, Reverend J.R. Wilson, was a chaplain for the Confederacy. So it's not like it's an us and them. These are all Americans. And they had a disagreement with the way the federal government was exceeding its constitutional limits. And they tried to do something about it. And Lincoln decided, we're just going to go on down and give them what for. They're not allowed to just leave. So he whipped up the issue of slavery and lied the Union into a war of conquest. And Lincoln himself had written that if he could have saved the Union without freeing the slaves, he would have done that as well. All right, let's take a phone call. Mo in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. I hope I'm not too off topic, but it's kind of involves Trump. I wonder if you remember, we're about the same age. I know I have your condolences.
Yes.
But back in, I'm a year older than you, so I don't feel sorry. I'm not going to feel sorry for you. You're my younger brother.
Okay.
A lot smarter younger brother, but, you know. But back there in 75, I don't know if you remember this with, I think it was Church and Tower, they had that, they showed that CIA poison dart gun that could give somebody cancer or a heart attack.
Yes.
Remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like 40-something, over 40 years ago. And I was just thinking that, you know, the other, all, you know, everything from Chavez to all these South American leaders, and Aaron Russo even said that he got a fast-acting cancer all of a sudden after he exposed the... You know, the Rockefeller deal.
Yeah, it can happen. Stay on the line. I'm gonna hold you over into hour number three, okay?
Okay.
So we'll be right back after station identification.
All right.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.